Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 19. In this chapter, we have the sad stories of two captive lions and a dried up vine. Both stories are lamentations concerning the death of the kingdom of Judah and her last kings. Let's read the first lamentation concerning the last kings of Judah in verses 1 through 9 of the chapter. Ezekiel chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. Moreover, take up a lamentation for the princes of Israel and say, what is your mother? A lioness. She lay down among the lions. Among the young lions, she nourished her cubs. She brought up one of her cubs, and he became a young lion. He learned to catch prey, and he devoured men. The nations also heard of him. He was trapped in their pit, and they brought him with chains to the land of Egypt. When she saw that she waited, that her hope was lost, she took another of her cubs and made him a young lion. He roved among the lions and became a young lion. He learned to catch prey. He devoured men. He knew their desolate places and laid waste their cities. The land with its fullness was desolated by the noise of his roaring. Then the nations set against him from the provinces on every side and spread their net over him. He was trapped in their pit. They put him in a cage with chains and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him in nets, that his voice should no longer be heard on the mountains of Israel. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Ezekiel chapter 19, with some background notes. A lamentation is a funeral dirge or funeral song. Now, most of your translations show the poetic structure of these two lamentations in Ezekiel 19 by the different layout on the page compared to chapters 18 and 20, for example. Both of these lamentations were given by Ezekiel during the reign of King Zedekiah. So Jerusalem was still standing, and the temple had not yet been destroyed. But the handwriting was on the wall. It was only the matter of a few years, and the kingdom of Judah would be no more. In fact, the purpose of these two lamentations was to emphasize that any hope for some kind of miracle or last-minute help for Judah was futile. The funeral dirges were already being sung. In this first lamentation that we just read, Judah is likened to a lioness, and her cubs are the kings of Judah. Two of the cubs represent two of the last kings of Judah, namely King Jehoahaz, who had already been taken as a captive to Egypt, and King Jehoiakim, who had already been taken as a captive to Babylon. These two kings were still living in captivity when Ezekiel wrote these lamentations, but any idea of them coming back to power was a hopeless cause. Normally, a lamentation was written after a king had died and mentioned good and honorable things that the departed one had accomplished, but not here. There would be no return to power. The kingdom of Judah would end, and these two kings would die in foreign lands with no lamentations of praise. Now, one more background note before we move to our doctrinal or teaching points for this chapter. You might wonder why King Jehoiakim is skipped over here and only the last kings Jehoahaz and Jehoiakim are mentioned. It is certainly not because Jehoiakim was a good king. Most likely, Jehoiakim is skipped over because he was already dead and had never been taken away as a captive. He died in Jerusalem. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 19. Doctrinal point number one, the sad story of the two lions called for lamentation. The sad story of the two lions called for lamentation. Notice from verse 2 that Judah is likened to a lioness among lions. That is, the surrounding nations are likened to lions as well. The lion cubs are the last kings of Judah. And the first one mentioned is King Jehoahaz, who reigned in 609 BC. This was the year that his father Josiah was unfortunately killed by Pharaoh Necho of Egypt when Josiah tried to interfere with Pharaoh Necho at Megiddo. You remember that? You can read about that in 2 Kings chapter 23 or 2 Chronicles chapter 35. Jehoahaz was not a good king and had a reign of only 3 months. And we see in verse 4 that this lion cub was taken with hooks to the land of Egypt. I'm reading the sad story about the reign of Jehoahaz in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, beginning at verse 1. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's place in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. Now the king of Egypt deposed him at Jerusalem, and he imposed on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. Then the king of Egypt made Jehoahaz's brother, Eliakim, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz's brother and carried him off to Egypt. From 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 1 through 4. The second lion cub in the sad story, in verse 5 of Ezekiel 19, is probably King Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim was not a good king either. We see in verse 7 that he was quite active in fighting the other lions, but it was short-lived. This proud lion was taken as a captive to Babylon. Verse 9, they put him in a cage with chains and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him in nets, that his voice should no longer be heard on the mountains of Israel. I'm reading about the short reign of King Jehoiakim in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 9 and 10. And he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months and 10 days, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. At the turn of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar summoned him and took him to Babylon and made Zedekiah king over Judah and Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 9 and 10. The sad story of these two lions called for lamentation because it didn't have to be. Both of these kings could have been good kings and could have led the nation of Judah back to the Lord in revival, like good King Josiah had done. But sadly, Jehoahaz and Jehoiakim did evil in the sight of the Lord. The result was captivity for themselves and for the nation. The sad story of the two lions called for lamentation. Doctrinal point number 2. The sad story of the tall vine called for lamentation. The sad story of the tall vine called for lamentation. Verses 10 through 14. Ezekiel chapter 19, beginning now at verse 10. Your mother was like a vine in your bloodline, planted by the waters, fruitful and full of branches because of many waters. She had strong branches for scepters of rulers. She towered in stature above the thick branches and was seen in her height amid the dense foliage. But she was plucked up in fury. She was cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried her fruit. Her strong branches were broken and withered. The fire consumed them. And now she is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty land. Fires come out from a rod of her branches and devoured her fruit, so that she has no strong branch, a scepter for ruling. This is a lamentation and has become a lamentation. In this second lamentation, the kingdom of Judah is likened to a tall vine with strong branches. Its height was above the clouds, and its strong branches represented the kings of Judah. Verse 11, she had strong branches for scepters of rulers. She towered in stature above the thick branches and was seen in her height amid the dense foliage. Ezekiel had already given the parable of the fruitless vine back in chapter 15. As a vine, Israel and Judah were to bear fruit. Isaiah also had likened the nation to a vine that was expected to bear fruit. But because there was little fruit, the nation would have to be removed. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry for help. From Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. In the parable of the vine in Ezekiel chapter 15, the fruitless vine would be cast into the fire. I'm reading now from Ezekiel chapter 15, beginning at verse 6. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, like the wood of the vine among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so I will give up the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will set my face against them. They will go out from one fire, but another fire shall devour them. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I set my face against them. Thus I will make the land desolate, because they have persisted in unfaithfulness, says the Lord God. From Ezekiel chapter 15, verses 6 through 8. Here in Ezekiel chapter 19, the branches of the vine are broken off. The vine is plucked up, and it is dried up by the sirocco, the hot, dry wind from the east, which represents the conquering Babylonians coming from the east. Now Judah would be planted in the wilderness of captivity in Babylon. Verse 13. And now she is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty land. The fire of rebellion from the last branch of Zedekiah would be put out, and there would be no more branches. The vine was totally consumed. Verse 14. Fire has come out from a rod of her branches and devoured her fruit, so that she has no strong branch, a scepter for ruling. This is a lamentation, and has become a lamentation. What a sad story. The nation that was to be a light to all other nations would be removed. Her light would be put out. What a sad story. A sad story of the tall vine called for lamentation. Practical application. Look forward to the coming Lion of Judah. Look forward to the coming Lion of Judah. Now we've seen the sad story of the two lion cubs from Judah. The line of Davidic kings ended with the fall of Judah. Even when the Jews returned from captivity, there was no king in Israel. But here's the good news. There is a coming king who will be known as the Lion of Judah. He is none other than our Lord himself, who was once rejected as the true king of Israel. When he returns, he will be received as king, and he will be received as the rightful king from the tribe of Judah and in the line of David. When he opens the scroll of future judgments in the book of Revelation, we see that he has the title of the Lion of Judah. I'm reading Revelation chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." Revelation chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Get ready for the coming king. Look forward to the coming Lion of Judah.